借助我们靠圣灵帮助，继续来学习道理，互相勉励。
We thank God for the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we may continue to learn and study the words of God.
我们先看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。第二节。
Verse 2.
我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。第四节。
Verse 4.
律法的总结就是基督，使凡信靠他的都得着义。保罗本来是法利赛人。
Paul at first was a Pharisee.
把他反对耶稣基督，迫害教会。
And he was very against Jesus Christ, and he persecuted the church.
后来因为主耶稣的荣光显照他。
But then, because the glory of God, the light of God shone upon him.
所以他有一个非常大的转变啊，成为耶稣基督所选召的使徒。
And so he had a very big change, and he became an apostle called by Christ.
他由于他自己本身的犹太传统。所以他对自己的同胞啊很同情。
And according to his own Israel tradition, he cared much about his kin.
所以他一有机会啊，就想办法要把福音传给自己的同胞。
And so whenever he found the opportunity, he would try to preach to his own people.
但是很可惜啊，他们不接受，保罗反倒受到很大的逼迫。
Very unfortunately, they didn't accept it. Instead, Paul was greatly persecuted.
所以保罗在这里讲到说啊，他心里所愿意的。向神所求的，就是希望能够让以色列人得救。
And here Paul says that his heart's desire and prayer is that the Israelites may be saved.
啊，这是他平时常常向神祷告的。
And this is something that he placed in his prayer often.
不过他后来慢慢的了解到，神整个救赎有一个计划。
But later he understood that the salvation of God has a plan.
神的恩典要先给犹太人。
And God's salvation would first go to the Jews.
但是因为他们不接受，所以要传到外邦。
But because they did not accept, then it would be preached into the Gentile land.
啊，将来等到外邦的数目满足了以后，救恩又回到犹太人。
But then after the numbers of the Gentiles have been filled, then the salvation shall return back to
the Jews. 所以九章到十一章啊，就是谈到整个神的救赎计划。
And so chapter 9 to chapter 11 talks about God's plan of salvation.
保罗说我可以证明啊，以色列人向神是有热心的。
Paul says that he can bear witness that the Israelites have zeal for God.
但是很可惜他们不是按照真知识在拜神。 But
unfortunately, they are not worshiping God according to true knowledge.
我们知道有热心啊，如果不按照真知识啊，就没有办法明白神的旨意，反而离神越来越远。
We know that if we have zeal, but we don't have the true knowledge, then we cannot worship God in the correct manner.
啊，虽然有热心，但是没有真知识，啊，那是很危险的。
So if we have zeal, but we do not have the true knowledge, then this is very dangerous.
好像那个车子不在轨道上，啊，虽然力量很大，横冲直撞，会造成很大的危险一样。
So it seems like it's a train that is not on the right track. It has a great force, but it's very dangerous.
所以热心是好，但是要在正确的真理的路线上，在真理的带领之下。
And so zeal is good, but it must be under the correct true knowledge.
我们看第九章的后面。
Let's look at the latter part of chapter 9.
九章三十节。
Chapter 9, verse 30.
说这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，就是因为信而得的义。三十一节。
31.
但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着义，得不着律法的义。这是什么缘故呢？因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求。他们正跌在那绊脚的石上，就如经上所记。我在西安放了一块绊脚的石头，敌人的磐石。这里讲到说，犹太人呐，他们一直想要追求律法的义。
Here it tells us that Israelites are pursuing the law of righteousness.
他们以为说可以靠着行律法啊来得到称义来得救。
They thought that they can be justified and be saved through following the law.
但是我们知道啊，以律法为本的都是口咒诅的。
But we know that anything that comes from the law, this is accursed.
因为人知道律法，但是没有力量可以把律法行出来。
Because man may know the law, but man does not have the power to live out the law.
所以按照律法就被定罪，落在审判当中。
And so if we follow according to the law, then we will be condemned and we will fall into sin.
所以以色列人一直想要行律法，靠行为来得救，这是不可能的。
And so the Israelites continue to pursue the law of righteousness and rely on that to be saved.
所以他们没有办法得到律法上的义。
That is why they were unable to attain the law of righteousness.
所以外邦人虽然没有追求义啊，但是反而得到了义。
But it says that the Gentiles who have not pursued after righteousness have attained it.
这是因为信而得来的义。
And this is the righteousness of their faith.
我们看过罗马书第三章说啊。
We've seen in Romans chapter 3.
人人都犯了罪。
It says all men have sinned.
所以神的救恩就在律法以外显明了。
That is the reason why God's salvation is manifested outside of the law.
啊，就是借着耶稣基督成为挽回祭。
And has used Jesus Christ as the price of redemption.
啊，所以我们就要借着相信耶稣基督啊，才能够得到赦罪，得到称义。
And so through believing in Jesus Christ, then we can receive the remission of sins and be justified.
所以人称义啊，不是在乎行为，而是在乎信心。
And so one is justified not by their deeds, but by their faith.
所以一定要信靠耶稣基督啊，才能够得救。
And so we must believe and rely upon Jesus Christ to be saved.
所以耶稣基督对相信的人呢、啊，是坚固的磐石。
And so to Jesus Christ, to those who believe, Jesus Christ is a rock.
但是对那些不信的人呢、啊，就变成了绊脚的石头。
But to those who do not believe, Jesus has become a stumbling stone.
因为他们会落在这个石头上啊，要被跌得粉碎啊。
Because they will stumble upon this rock.
啊，所以以色列人呢、啊，他们向神有热心呐、啊，但是不是按照真知识来行。
And so the Israelites may have zeal for God, but it is not according to the true knowledge.
因为他们不知道自己的不想要立自己的义呀、啊，但是他们不晓得神的义。
Because they are trying to attain their own righteousness, they do not know the righteousness of God.
啊，不晓得要相信耶稣基督啊，来得到称义。
They do not know to believe in Jesus Christ to receive justification.
所以律法是迅猛的师父。
And so law is.
律法是好像启蒙老师一样。
And so law is like a teacher.
是要把人引到耶稣基督的面前来得到救恩。
Law is to guide people in front of Jesus Christ to receive grace.
所以律法的总结啊，都归在耶稣基督身上。
And so the end of the law is on Jesus Christ.
唯有靠着相信耶稣基督，才能够得到称义。
And one can only be justified when they believe in Jesus Christ.
我们看十章的第五节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 5.
十章第五节。
Chapter 10, verse 5.
摩西写着说：“人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此活着。”第六节
Verse 6
唯有出于信心的义如主说你不要心里说啊，谁要升到天上去呢就是要领下基督来第七节
Verse 7
谁要下到阴间去呢就是要领基督从死里上来第八节
Verse 8
他到底怎么说呢他说这个道离你不远正在你的口里，在你的心里。所以摩西的律法里面这样写。
It says that in Moses' law, it says.
说你如果要得到律法的义啊，就是要把律法完全的行出来。
If you want to receive the righteousness of the law, you must live by the law.
啊，你把律法所完全，你才能够因此活着。
And if you can live by the law perfectly, then you can live.
啊，事实上啊，我们人没有办法靠自己行出律法来。
But actually, we cannot rely upon ourselves to live by the law.
所以当然，我们没有办法靠着律法来称义。
And so most definitely, we cannot be justified through the law.
啊，说出于信心的义是怎么说呢
？And it says, what is the righteousness of faith? What does it speak?
保罗在这里引述《生命记》的三十章。
Here Paul refers to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
请看《申命记》三十章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 11.
申命记三十章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 11.
十一节到十四节
Verse 11 to verse 14.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你难行的，也不是离你远的。十二节
12.
不是在天上使你说谁替我们从上天起下来使我们听见可以遵行呢。十三节
Verse 13.
也不是在海外使你说谁替我们过海起了来使我们听见可以遵行呢。十四节
Verse 14.
这个话却离你甚近，就在你的口中，在你的心里，使你可以遵行。摩西在这里讲到说啊，这个诫命啊不是很远，不是离你很远。
Moses here tells them that the law, the word is not very far from them.
因为当时神已经宣告啊诫命要他们来守。
Because at that time, God had already proclaimed the laws for them to follow.
所以说啊，这个诫命啊，不是在天上，说还要有人上到天上去把它带下来。
And so this law is not in heaven, so that somebody has to ascend to heaven to bring it down.
啊，也不是说这个诫命在海外啊，要漂洋渡海才能够把它带回来遵守。
And this law is also not beyond the sea, that somebody has to go over the sea to be able to bring it back.
所以神的诫命啊，离你很近，因为已经宣布了，大家都知道。
But it says that the word of God is very near you because it has been proclaimed.
Everybody knows. 就在你的口里，在你的心里，所以你可以去遵行。
It is in your mouth, it is in your heart that you may do it.
保罗就引用这一段圣经啊，他把这个诫命说到耶稣基督的救恩。
And so Paul utilizes this section to say that the law is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
他说出于信心的义啊，其实就在你的口里，你的心里。
He says that the righteousness of faith actually speaks in your own heart.
因为你不必心里说啊，谁要到天上去啊，把耶稣基督带下来，让我来相信他。
Because you don't have to say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven to bring Jesus Christ down so that I may believe in him.
因为耶稣基督啊，已经道成肉身了，来到世界，并且救恩已经完成了。
Because Jesus Christ has already come down in the flesh and he has already completed the work of salvation.
所以不必你上天去啊，把他带下来。
So you do not need to ascend to heaven to bring him back down.
啊，主耶稣虽然为我们的罪被钉死了，埋葬在坟墓里三天。
And so even though Jesus was crucified for our sins and he was buried in the tomb for 3 days.
但他已经复活了。
But he has resurrected.
啊，他借着复活让我们可以相信他，可以借着他得生命来得到称义。
And through his resurrection, that we may believe in him, that we may have faith in him and be justified.
所以你主要相信他就好了，你不必跑到地狱阴间里面再把耶稣请上来。
And so we just have to believe in him, and we don't have to go down into Hades to bring him back up.
所以这句话的意思就是说，你要相信耶稣基督啊，很简单呐。
And so this sentence is saying that to believe in Jesus Christ is actually very simple.
你不必跑到天上去，也不必跑到阴间去，花了很多功夫才去找到。
You don't have to go up to heaven. You don't have to go down to Hades to spend a lot of energy to find him.
主耶稣的救恩啊，已经完成了。
The salvation of Jesus Christ is completed.
所以这个得救的道理啊，就离你不远。
And so this words of salvation is not far from you.
在你的口里，就在你的心里。
It is in your heart. It is in your mouth.
所以我所讲的这个信主的道啊。
And so these words of gospel.
说你口里认耶稣基督为主。心里信神叫他从死里复活，你就得救了。
And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, then you will be saved.
因为心里相信可以称义，口里承认可以得救。
Because if you believe in your heart, you will have righteousness, and with your mouth confession made to salvation.
所以这一句话在强调的就是说，你要信耶稣啊，很简单，马上就可以信，就可以接受。
And here it's just emphasizing how easy it is to believe in Jesus. If you do believe, then you can receive it immediately.
不必我们花了很多功夫啊，去寻找了啊，然后才能够得到。
You don't have to spend a lot of energy and effort to go and search before you can receive it.
当然，有的人用这一句话说，你主要口里承认，心里相信，那你就得救了。
And of course, some people will say that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, then you are saved.
啊，所以你不必要洗礼了，也不要求圣灵了。
So you don't have to pray. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
其实这个不是这样的意思。
Actually, this is not the meaning here.
因为这里所强调的是你要 靠着信耶稣的方法这样来得救。
What is emphasizing here is that you must be saved through believing in.
不是要你去行律法，而不是要你立功行善。
It's that you do not follow according to the law. You do not have to do righteous deeds to be saved.
他所强调的就是说，你信耶稣就好了。
What is emphasizing is that all you have to do is believe in Jesus.
就想提到的是，强调的是信仰的对象。
And so what it is saying is what our faith is.
虽然这里没有提到洗礼，但是不是说洗礼不重要。
And so here it doesn't talk about baptism, but it's not saying that baptism is not important.
因为这里也没有提到悔改啊，难道悔改就不重要吗？
But it doesn't talk about repentance. Is repentance not important?
因为这里所强调的是信仰的对象。
Because what it's emphasizing here is the audience of our faith.
是要靠着相信耶稣基督啊，来得到称义的信主的道。
It is that through Jesus Christ we may be justified and we may believe in the words of Jesus.
啊，所以我们从前面已经谈过啊，你要因信称义啊，就是要借着受洗归入耶稣基督里面，还要领受圣灵。
And so just now we already said that earlier we had said that justification by faith is that we must be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
还要守神的道啊，这个是一贯的道理。
And so we must also keep the words of God, and this is all in order.
我们继续看十二节。
Let's continue to verse 12.
犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人都有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。因为凡求告主名的就必得救。十四节。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美。这里讲到的是我们信徒的责任。
Here it talks about the duty of the Christian.
说一个人如果求告主的名啊，啊就能够得救。
Here it says that if anybody calls upon the name of the Lord, he will be saved.
啊，能够相信主，啊就能够因信得到称义得救。
And if we can believe in Jesus, then we can be justified by our faith and be saved.
但是要得救啊，很重要就是要有人传道的。
But to, in order to be saved, it's very important to have somebody to preach.
因为传道理是人要得救的一个最根本的开始。
Because to preach the gospel is the very basic step of being saved.
如果没有人传道理啊，就没有人可以听到道理。
Because if nobody preaches, then nobody can hear the words.
啊，没有听见道理，就没有办法来相信道理，就没有办法来求告主，就没有办法得救。
And so if nobody hears it, then nobody can believe. And if nobody believes, nobody can call upon the Lord, and nobody can be saved.
所以传福音的脚中啊，是何等的佳美。
And so how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
因为这是最有意义、最有价值的工作。
Because this is the work with the most meaning and the most value.
它能够让人听到福音，来相信，得到永远的福气。
Because we can allow people to listen to the gospel to receive an eternal peace.
那这个传福音呢、啊，是我们每一个蒙选召的人应当尽的本分。
And so preaching the gospel is the duty of all of us who are called.
那在彼得前书二章里面说啊，神拣选我们，给我们非常尊贵的身份。
First Peter chapter 2 tells us that God has called us and he has given us a great status.
我们称为神的子民，圣洁的国度。
And we have become the citizens of God and we have become citizens of a royal.
有君王身份的祭司。
And we are a royal priesthood.
那神为什么要选召我们，给我们这么尊贵的身份？
And so why has God chosen us to give us such a great status?
同时父都给我们很神圣的使命，就是要来传扬神的美德。
He has given us a great commission to preach the beautiful words of God.
所以保罗蒙选召以后啊，他就能够注觉使命。
And so after Paul was called, he could feel the sense of mission.
那我传福音没有什么可夸口的。
He says that to preach, I have nothing to boast about when I preach.
因为责任已经托付在我身上。
Because this duty has already been given to me.
啊，我传就有赏赐。
If I preach, I have rewards.
啊，如果我不传的话，我就徒然辜负了主耶稣的恩。
And if I do not preach, then I have neglected the grace of God.
所以我本来虽然是自由的人。
So before I was free.
但是为着福音的缘故，我宁愿做众人的仆人来服侍人。
But for the reason of the gospel, I'm willing to become a servant to all.
所以无论对哪一样的人啊, 我就做哪一样的人。
And so to whoever kind of man, I become that same man.
无论如何啊, 总是要救一些人。
And whatever I do, I must save some souls.
所以我无论在做什么事情, 都是为着福音的缘故。
And so no matter what I do it for the sake of the gospel.
为着要让众人一起来享受福音的好处。
And so that all the people may be able to receive the benefits of the gospel.
所以这也是我们每一个蒙恩的人啊, 应当尽的本分。
And so this is also a duty of all of us who are called by grace.
尤其我们每一个人领受了圣灵以后,
especially after we have all received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣就是借着圣灵来差遣我们。
God has used the Holy Spirit to send us.
所以你有了圣灵, 就是受到主耶稣的差遣, 你就有传福音的使命。
And so after you have received the Holy Spirit, you have been sent by God, and you have the mission of preaching the gospel.
所以一个人啊, 如果能够救一个人啊, 灵魂不死, 你的价值啊, 就胜过全世界。
And the Bible tells us that if we can gain one soul, then we have gained more than this entire world.
因为这是最有意义, 最有价值的工作。
Because this is the work with the most meaning and the most value.
所以他们的脚中啊, 是最美好的。
And so the feet of those are the most beautiful.
帮我们每一个人啊, 都有传福音的使命感啊。
And we hope that we all have the sense of mission to preach the gospel.
我们这几天都在学习宣道的工作。
And today, these few days, we have been studying the work of evangelism.
我们希望说啊, 不只是把它当作一种功课学啊。
We hope that this isn't just a homework or a class.
实际的去操练, 啊, 把它应用在我们的生活当中。
We hope that we can actually apply it to our daily lives.
啊, 求神帮助我们, 啊, 让我们能够做好传福音的工作。
And so may God help us so that we may do the works of preaching the gospel.
那这个传福音啊, 要从我们周围的人开始。
When we preach the gospel, we must start from the people around us.
所以使徒行传说, 从耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 撒玛利亚, 直到地极。
That's why the book of Acts tells us from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth.
所以要从你的家里开始。
So you must start from your family.
因为或许一个你的家里面只有你信主。
Perhaps in your whole family, you are the only one that believes.
圣经里面说, 当信主耶稣, 你让你全家都要得救。
Bible says that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you and your household will be saved.
不是说你一个人信耶稣做代表啊, 你全家就得救了。
It's not to say that you yourself believe and you are representing your family and your whole family can
be saved. 而是主耶稣选召你以后,
Instead, after Jesus calls you,
要透过你把这个福音带到你的家庭,
through you, the gospel may be preached to their family.
啊, 让你的全家也能够来接受福音, 啊, 来相信得救。
And so that through you, your entire family can come to know the gospel and believe and be saved.
因为这是神的恩典, 神要, 啊, 救赎的一个计划。
Because this is the grace of God, this is the plan of his salvation.
所以你得到福音了以后啊, 你相信说, 主耶稣会借着你, 啊, 把, 道理传给你的家人。
And so after you have received the gospel, then you must believe that through you, God will preach the gospel to the rest of your family members.
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
十六节。
Start from verse 16.
主是人没有都听从福音, 因为以赛亚说啊, 主啊, 我们所传的有谁信呢? 可见信道是从听道来的, 听道是从基督的话来。 18节。
Verse 18.
但我说人没有听见吗? 诚然是听见啊。 他们的声音传遍天下, 他们的言语传到地极。 这里讲到说人没有都信福音。
Here it says that not everybody believes in the gospel.
所以我们在传福音的时候啊, 会遇到很多的困难, 这是, 啊, 在所难免的。
And so it is very natural that when we're preaching the gospel, we will reach some difficulties.
啊, 很多人啊, 拒绝, 不接受。
Many people will reject it.
甚至有说啊, 耻笑你, 甚至有的逼迫你。
Some may even mock you, others may even persecute you.
但圣经里面说啊, 无论得时不得时啊, 你总是要传。
Yeah, but the Bible tells us that whether we receive or not, we must preach.
但主要是主的羊, 他一听到了以后, 他就会来跟从主的声音。
But as long as you're preaching to the Lamb of God, then when they hear this voice, they will come and believe.
啊, 到底主的羊在哪里? 我们不知道。
But where are the lambs of God? We don't know.
所以你早上要撒种, 晚上要撒种。
And so you must sow the seeds in the morning as well as at night.
啊, 因为你不知道早撒的或晚撒的先发芽成长。
Because you're not sure which one is going to sprout up first.
说这个骨头啊, 小孩子的骨头在妈妈里面的怎么怀孕, 啊, 成为一个婴儿, 这是一个很奥妙的事情，我们不知道。
And how a baby is developed in the mother's womb and it becomes having bones and everything. This is a mystery. We don't know what happens.
福音的工作也是一样。
The work of the gospel is the same thing.
你慢慢撒，慢慢撒，突然间神的灵运作运行啊，啊就发芽成长结果，有时候结出30倍、60倍、100倍啊。
You just go and spread the gospel. You sow the seeds, and then the works of God will come. The Holy Spirit will work, and sometimes it will reap 30, 60, even 100-fold.
所以无论怎样，就不要歇手。早上要撒种，晚上也要撒种。
And so we should never stop, never give up. We must sow in the morning, sow in that night.
得时也要撒种，不得时也要撒。
We must sow in season and out of season.
因为我们不晓得什么时候会发芽成长。
Because we do not know when these seeds will sprout.
但传道理啊，就是我们的使命。
But to preach the gospel is our mission.
啊，虽然相信的人或许不多。
And so even though people may not many may believe.
但是主要我们有撒，总有发芽成长的一天。
But as long as we sow, there will be one day when it will sprout and grow.
啊，这里讲到说啊，有些人不信福音。
And some here it says that some will not believe.
这边的圣经预言呐，都是讲到以色列人呐，他们不会接受主耶稣的救恩。
All these prophecies here are saying that the Israelites will not accept the salvation of God.
因为他们硬心不信啊，所以恩典才会临到外邦人。
Because they have had a hardened heart, and that's why the gospel has gone to the Gentiles.
所以十九节这样说啊。
That's why verse 19 says.
说先有摩西说，我要用那不成子民的辱动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的民触动你的怒气。二十节。
Verse 20.
以赛亚先知又说啊，没有寻找的，我要叫他们遇见；没有访问的，我要向他们显现。这都是预言呐、啊，外邦人要听到福音呐、啊，而、啊、来接受主的救恩。
These are all prophecies that the Gentiles will listen to the gospel and come and believe.
虽然他们没有寻找，但是神却让他们遇见了。
And so even though they did not seek for it, they have found it.
啊，说为着要来蠕动这些以色列人呐、啊，让他们能够重新奋发起来。
And the reason is so that they may that he may provoke the Israelites.
啊，但是当时啊，因为以色列人他们不听信福音，啊，就失落了这个信主的机会。
And the Israelites at that time they gave up this opportunity to believe in God, and so they have lost out.
所以十九节、二十节是预言外邦人要信主。
And so verse 19 and 20 prophesies that the Gentiles will believe.
21节说啊，至于以色列人，他说啊，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
Verse 21.
虽然以色列民呐、啊，神的救恩要给他们，但是啊，他们都是悖逆的百姓。
Even though God wants to give the gospel to the Israelites, they are disobedient and contrary people.
啊，所以神还是一直的想办法。哎、啊、呀，把他们召集回来。
And so God keeps finding ways to try to call them back.
啊，当然这个要到末世的时候啊，移民才能够得救。
And so this must wait until the end days before they can be saved.
我们继续看罗马书的十一章。
Let's continue with Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
我且说神拒绝了他的百姓吗？断乎没有。
Verse 1.
啊，保罗的书信里面呢、啊，好几次用问话，啊，然后他的答案第一句话就是断乎没有。
In the letters of Paul, oftentimes he'll ask the question, and his next statement is certainly not.
我们可以把这些啊有关的，通通把它整理起来哈。
And we can go and search out all of these here.
他证明说啊，神的百姓啊，以色列人没有完全被拒绝。
He says that he proves that God has not completely cast away his people.
虽然有很多人啊，因为不信被弃绝了。
So even though a lot of people did not believe and that therefore cast out.
但是没有完全被弃。
But they have not completely been cast out.
所以保罗在这里啊，讲到几个证明。
And so Paul here shares some proofs.
第一个就是用他自己本身。
Number one, he used himself.
第二节说。
Verse two.
第一节呢？第一节说，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，属便雅悯支派的。
Verse one, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
保罗本身就是一个以色列人。
Paul himself was an Israelite.
所以他又能够成为主的门徒，又能够成为使徒，可见以色列民不是全部被弃绝。
And so he could become an apostle of God, and that is why the Israelites are not completely cast away.
第二个, 他是用历史上的事实来证明。
And secondly, he uses the facts from history.
第二节说啊,
Verse 2.
你们岂不晓得圣经啊, 论到以利亚是怎么说呢?
Verse 2. Or did you not know what the scripture says of Elijah?
他曾经在神的面前啊, 控告以色列百姓。
And one time he pleaded in front of God against Israel.
他说主啊, 他们杀了你的先知, 拆了你的祭坛, 主剩下我一个人, 他们还要寻索我的命。
Verse 3. 神的回答回话是怎么说呢？他说：“我为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的。”亚哈跟耶洗别的时代啊， During the time of Ahab and Jezebel,
因为他们从国外带来很多的偶像。
And because they brought up a lot of idols from the other lands.
他们在耶稣列盖了很多的偶像庙。
And they also built a lot of idols and temples.
所以让以色列民陷在偶像的崇拜里面。
And so they caused all the Israelites to worship these idols.
很多神的先知啊, 有的被杀, 不然就逃走。
And so a lot of the prophets of God, they were either killed or they ran away.
后来神兴起以利亚先知啊, 来对抗 雅哈王的850个假先知。
And so God had raised up Elijah the prophet to go against the 850 false prophets of Ahab.
在基士罗边啊, 把这850个假先知都把他杀掉。
And so near the river, he killed all 850 of these prophets.
没想到耶洗别又发誓说, 我一定要把以利亚的头把他拿下来。
And so Jezebel, she made an oath saying that I will take the head of Elijah.
所以以利亚就开始起来逃命啊。
And so Elijah started to run away.
跑到罗藤树下, 在那里求死。
And so he ran for a whole day, and then he cried out for death.
后来神派天使拿饼跟水来给他吃, 给他喝。
And then God sent an angel to bring him some food and drink.
之后你又睡着了。
And after he ate, he went back to sleep.
天使第二次来, 叫他说, 再吃, 再喝。
And the second time, the angel came back and said, eat and drink.
起来吃够啊, 靠着饮食的力量啊, 跑了40昼夜, 一直到神的山何烈山。
And so he ate and he drank, and then through the power, through the strength that he received from the food, he ran 40 days and 40 nights.
结果他是躲在山洞里面。
And he was hiding in the cave of...
其实何烈山啊, 已经到了以色列的最南边的地方。
And actually, Horeb is already at the very southernest point of Israel.
神出声对他说, 以利亚, 你在这里做什么?
And then God called out to him, saying, What are you doing here, Elijah?
他说, 我在为神啊, 大发热心。
And he says that I have been very zealous for the Lord.
因为以色列人杀了神的众先知。
Because the children of Israel have killed all the prophets.
现在只剩下我一个人啊。
And I alone am left.
他们还要寻索我的命。
And they are still seeking my life.
跑去躲起来啊, 他说他在那里大发热心。
And so he was running away, he was hiding, and he said that he was being very zealous.
后来神说啊, 你回去。
And God told him to return.
你去高以利沙做先知。
Go and anoint Elisha as a prophet.
去高以色列王, 高那个亚兰王。
And go to anoint the king of Israel and the king of Judah.
神又对他说啊, 不只是, 只有你一个人。
And then God told him that it is not just you yourself.
我还为自己留下7000个人。
I have reserved for myself 7,000 people.
这些人啊, 他们都是没有向巴利屈膝的, 就是没有降服去跪拜巴利的。
And these are all 7,000 people who have yet to worship Baal, and they have not knelt down to him.
所以, 保罗就引证这一段事实啊, 历史上的事实。
And so Paul uses this fact of history.
虽然以利亚在控告以色列人啊, 他们把所有的先知通杀掉了。
Because even though Elijah was accusing the Israelites of killing all of the prophets,
以色列百姓啊, 通通去拜偶像了,
saying that all of the children of Israel have gone to worship idols.
但是神说, 我还为自己留下7000人。
But God has said that I have saved for myself 7,000 people.
所以以色列人虽然悖逆啊, 但是他们没有完全被神弃绝掉。
And so even though the Israelites have been neglected by God, they have not been cast away.
因为按照神的恩典啊, 还有所留的余数。
Because through the grace of God, there are still the remnant.
因为这是出于神的恩典啊, 所以把我们这些余数把我们留下来。
And And so because this is out of the grace of God, and that is why there is a remnant.
那所以说啊，蒙拣选的一些以色列人呐、啊，啊，他们就能够相信主，接纳主的救恩。
And so they say that those who are called of the Israelites, they will receive and accept.
但是其他的人呐、啊，因为他们不在拣选之内，所以他们就有顽梗的心呐、啊，啊，就不接受。
But the rest of them who are not elected, their hearts were hardened.
因为他们的心地昏迷啦，他们眼睛看是看不见，听是听不见。
Because they have been deceived, and they have eyes, but they cannot see; but they have ears, they cannot hear.
所以变成了绊脚石啊，他们落在那个啊绊脚石上哈。
And so Jesus has been a stumbling block, and they have fallen there.
我们调过来看十一节。
Verse 11.
罗马书的十一章十一节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 11.
我且说啊，他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是。反倒因为他们的过失，救恩便临到外邦人。所以以色列民的过失，救恩临到外邦人。
And so the salvation of the Israelites has gone to the Gentiles.
所以要激励他们发愤。
And the reason is to provoke them to jealousy.
十二节说，若是他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？因为以色列民失败了，所以恩典才临到外邦人。
It's because the Israelites have failed. That is why the grace has come on to the Gentiles.
啊，好像以啊亚比米勒，哎，以利米勒啦，以利米勒一家人呐、啊。遇到饥荒，全家人搬到摩押地去。
Example, the family of Elimelech, his whole family had was in a famine, and so he moved to Egypt.
啊，本来伯利恒是称为米仓之家。
So he moved to Moab.
啊，因为以色列民呐、啊，他们不敬畏神，所以让他们遇到一些饥荒。
And so at first Bethel was the house of grains, but because the Israelites were disobedient,
这是对他们的一个考验。
And so this was a test to them.
啊，那这个饥荒是暂时的。
But this famine was a temporary one.
啊，这个以利米勒啊，他就带着全家人呐、啊，啊，就跑到摩押地去了。
But Elimelech brought his whole family into the land of Moab.
摩押是一个拜偶像之地。
Moab was a land of worshiping idols.
摩押是一个淫乱之地。
And Moab was an adulterous land.
因为摩押地是外邦人的地方，不是神祝福的地方。
Because Moab was a place of the Gentiles, it was not a place blessed by God.
所以以利米勒虽然好像很负责任要照顾这个家庭。
So it seems that Elimelech was actually very responsible taking care of his family.
啊，但是很可惜啊，他把整个家庭啊带错方向了。
Unfortunately, he brought his entire family in the wrong direction.
所以他们聚集在摩押地的时候十年呐、啊，好像一场噩梦一样。
And so for the 10 years that they lived in the land of Moab, it was like a nightmare.
以利米勒死了，他的两个儿子也死在外邦。
Elimelech died as well as his two sons.
后来一个家庭里面呢、啊，剩下三个寡妇。
And then that one family remained with three widows.
后来拿俄米就说啊，我满满的出去啊，我现在只有空空的回去。
Naomi said that I have left filled, but now I have returned empty.
因为他们的错误啊，带错了，走错了方向。
Because they have been led into the wrong direction.
啊，那是我们从路德记里面发现一个摩押女子路德相当好。
But in the book of Ruth, we find out that a Moab woman is very good.
因为以色列人的错误，所以让路德有机会进到这个家庭里面来。
Because of the wrongdoings of the Israelite, it has allowed Ruth to come into this family.
啊，所以路德认识了以色列人所拜的神。
And so Ruth got to know the God that the Israelites worship.
她也知道说以色列人是神的选民。
And she also knew that the Israelites were the chosen ones of God.
啊，所以她虽然遭遇到很大的困难。他无论怎样就不再回去了，他一定要做一个以色列人做到底。
And so even though she faced many difficulties, she knew that she had to remain an Israelite to the end.
Naomi 一直劝她说：“你要回去，你要回去。”
Naomi kept telling her, "Just go, return back to your people."
啊，但是路德说啊：“你不要劝我。”
But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you."
因为你的国就是我的国。
Because your people will be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God shall be my God.
你到哪里，我就到哪里。
And where I go, where you go,
你住在哪里，我也要跟你住在哪里。
And where you live, I will live.
除了死以外，我绝对不会离开你。
And aside from death, nothing will part between me and you.
所以她非常坚决呀、啊，一定要跟随拿俄米到底。
And so she was very determined to follow Naomi to the end.
因为她 神给他这个机会啊，让他来认识了以色列的神。
Because God gave her this opportunity to come to know the God of the Israelites.
所以虽然看起来拿俄米已经空空了，什么都没有了。
So it seemed as though Naomi had nothing.
路德好像跟上一个一无所有的婆婆拿俄米。
And it seemed that Ruth was following this mother-in-law who had absolutely nothing.
但是她却选上了样样都有的神。
But yet she had chosen to follow after a God who has everything.
所以我们看到她回来以后啊，神的祝福就一直的临到她这个家庭里面。
So we can see that after they returned, the blessings of God poured upon this family.
因为他们从空空之地啊，又回到满满的地方。
Because they have left the land of emptiness into the land of fullness.
所以因为以色列人的错误啊，所以恩典就临到外邦人。
And because of the wrongdoings of the Israelites, grace has come upon the Gentiles.
路德虽然是一个摩押女子啊，而且有这个机会啊，所以她就紧紧地抓住。
So even though Ruth was a Moab woman, she had this opportunity, and so she held on to it tightly.
所以这也是预表以色列选民啊，因为不接纳耶稣的救恩。
And this also prefigures the Israelites because they did not receive the gospel of God.
因为他们的错误啊，所以恩典才会临到我们这些外邦人来。
And because of their wrongdoings, the gospel has come to the Gentiles.
保罗说，如果他们的错误、他们的缺乏，可以让外邦人得到满足。
And Paul says that if their failure can bring riches to the Gentiles.
啊，将来如果说他们也接受救恩呐、啊，啊，他们也得到丰满呐、啊，那不是使更多人呐、啊、得到更丰盛的恩典吗？
And then one day, if they return back to these riches, and then they will be full, then even more people will be full together.
所以他说啊，神借着这样让恩典临到外邦人，是要来刺激这些以色列人呐、啊。
And that's why he says that God has allowed this gospel to be gone to the Gentiles, so that he may provoke jealousy among the Israelites.
他让他们将来能够悔改归向神啊，能够。救他们当中的一些人
and so that one day they will repent, they will return to God so that some of them may be saved.
所以他们将来啊，好像那个死掉又复活一样啊。
And so later on, they will be like those who have died and resurrected.
我们看十六节
Verse 16.
十一章十六节
Chapter 11, verse 16.
所献的心面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了。树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。十七节。
17.
若有几根枝子被折下来，你这野橄榄得接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的回枝。十八节。
18.
你就不可向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，当知道是你拖，不是你拖着根，而是根拖着你。这里讲到这个心面啊，就是主着以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这些祖先呢、啊。
And here it talks about the ancestors Abraham, Isaac, Jacob of the Israelites.
因为以色列民他们有出手的物啊，啊就要拿一把来，啊先把它献给神，啊其他的才是圣洁，啊才可以去享用。
And because when the Israelites, they have a first fruit, they must first take that and offer it to God for those to be holy so they may use the rest.
所以所拿的这个新的出熟的麦子或者新面呢、啊啊、这个如果圣洁全团就圣洁了。
And so if they take the first fruit perhaps of the grain or a lump, then if that is holy, then the whole thing is holy.
所以这里讲到的新面跟树根、啊、都是主着以色列民的列祖。
And so when it talks about the root or the lump, this is talking about the ancestors.
也就是主的他们的祖先啊，是有信仰的祖先。
Saying that their ancestors were ancestors of faith.
表示他们是圣洁的，所以神也会悦纳他们的后代。
Saying that they were holy, and that's why God will be pleased with their descendants.
啊，所以这个树根啊是圣洁的。
And so this root is holy.
啊，虽然这个树枝啊有几根啊，因为不信所以被折下来的。
And so even though some of these branches, because they did not believe, they were broken off.
啊，但是我们好像那个野的橄榄一样。
We are like the wild olive tree.
而是逆着性被接在这个好的橄榄树上。
We have been taken and grafted into this good olive tree.
啊，就是说啊，不是很自然的接上去的。
And what's grafted is that it's not very naturally added on.
因为我们外邦人称为野橄榄之子。
Because we as the Gentiles, we are called the wild olive tree.
啊，所以被接在接上面啊，能够从这个树根上来吸收水分、吸收养分，得到滋润。
And so we are grafted on so that we can receive the nutrients and the water from the root.
所以我们这些新来的选民啊, 我们这些信徒啊, 说不可以像那个旧的珠子啊,
and so we, the chosen, the new Israelites in the New Testament, we cannot boast to the Israelites.
说不是那个树枝啊,
we must remember that it is not that the branches support the root, but that the root supports the branch.
原来那个好珠珠被折下来了, 我们才被接上去。
It is because those old branches, they were broken off. That's why we have been grafted in.
是因为他们不信的缘故。
And the reason is because of their unbelief.
啊,因为我们信了, 所以勉强被接上。
And because we believe, that's why we have been forced on, grafted in.
但是我们要知道啊, 对我们信徒有一个非常严厉的警惕。
But there is a very strong reminder for us.
说既然那个好的珠子啊, 旧的珠子, 因为他们不信, 神都可以把他们折断了。
Because the old branches, the branches that were naturally on, if they didn't believe, God would break them off.
所以我们呢, 如果不好好的珍惜啊, 神同样会把你折下来。
And so if we do not value this, then God can also break us off.
所以神一方面是很慈爱的神。
And so on one hand, God is a very merciful God.
但是神一方面又是很严厉的神。
But God on the other hand is also a very severe God.
你如果永远啊, 接在这个珠子上的话, 就不断地得到丰盛的滋润。
And if you are always stay in the gospel and you can receive all the nutrients,
能够不断地结果子,
and you can continue to bear fruits.
但是你如果不信了, 他把你折下来了,
but if you don't believe, then they will break you down.
所以我们要恒久在神的恩慈里面,
and so we must maintain ourselves in the goodness of God.
就是永远不可以离开神啊, 啊, 神的恩典福气啊, 就源源不断地临到你的身上。
And so we can never leave God, and the blessings and the grace of God will continue to flow upon us.
啊, 假如我们离开了神啊, 不珍惜的话, 神把你折断了。
But if we do not, cherish this, then God will take us and break us off.
所以我们要好好地珍惜我们现在所得到的这个恩典。
And so we must cherish the grace that we have received today.
所以我们这些以甘蓝都能够逆着性啊, 接在上面。
It says that this wild olive tree, contrary to nature, we can be grafted onto this good olive tree.
何况那个本树的枝子呢, 将来也是要重新被接上。
And so how much more the natural branches, later on, they will be grafted back on.
我们看25节。
Verse 25.
罗马书11章的25节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘, 恐怕你们自以为聪明。 就是以色列人有几分的硬心, 等到外邦人的数目填满了, 26节,
26.
于是以色列全家要得救, 如经上所记, 必有一位救主从锡安出来, 要消除雅各家的一切罪恶, 又说我除去他们罪的时候, 这就是我与他们所立的约。
27.
说这是一种属灵的奥秘呢,
this is a spiritual mystery.
所以在以西结书的37章里面说啊, 以西结先说看到遍地都是骸骨。
Ezekiel chapter 37 says that the prophet Ezekiel saw a land of dry bones.
神叫他说你向这个骸骨发预言。
And God said that prophesy to these dry bones.
啊,让气息进到里面,
so that the breath may enter into them.
啊,这些骸骨啊, 就生筋长肉, 就变成一队很大的军队。
And so these dry bones, they will grow sinews, and they will have flesh, and they will become a great army.
这是主着以色列的复兴, 也是主着属灵的以色列的复兴。
And this refers to the revival of the Israelites as well as the revival of the spiritual Israelites.
所以神让这个属地的以色列国啊, 慢慢的复国啊, 很多国外的以色列民一直回去。
And so God has allowed the Israelites of this world to come back to their nation.
啊, 这个就是为着将来啊, 以色列的渔民要得救做预备。
And this is in preparation for the Israelites to be saved in the future.
啊, 所以这里讲到说, 外邦的数目啊, 有一个定数。
And here it tells us that the Gentile number is set.
所以现在救恩临到我们这些外邦人。
And so today the gospel has gone.
但是这个数目有一天额满了。
But one day this number will be filled.
然后神的救恩啊, 就回到以色列。
And the salvation of God will return back to the Israelites.
啊, 最后以色列全家会得救。
And at the end, the whole house of Israel will be saved.
啊, 不过当他们得救的时候啊, 只不过是其中的余数。
But when they are saved, it is just the remnant.
所以在撒迦利亚书的十三章啊, 说他们三分之二会被剪除。
And so the book of Zechariah chapter 13, it tells us that two-thirds of them will be cut off.
就是说最后有一个非常大的一个征战呢。
They're saying that one at the last days there will be a very great battle.
以色列民啊，因为他们悖逆神，不接受神的救恩啊，所以他们会死伤非常惨重。
And because the Israelites have not followed in God, then they will die a very pitiful death.
三分之二会被剪除掉。
And two-thirds of them will be destroyed.
剩下的三分之一啊，要经过熬炼。
And the remaining one-third will have to go through trials.
因为在战争以后啊，真的，那个大战争以后啊，你就是没有死掉的人啊，也会活得很辛苦啊。
And so after this great battle, if you have not died, you will live very bitterly.
有很多辐射尘啊，水啦，食物啊，都没有办法吃。
And there'll be a lot of pollution in the air and the food, and there's no food to eat.
可能又带来很多很多的。
379.